A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The Best in the World podcast with Richard Parr.
Welcome everyone to The Best in the World with Richard Parr, and I don't think I'm exaggerating when I say that my guest today is arguably one of the best we've ever had on this podcast, being the most famous and one of the most successful. I'm speaking to the two-time Olympic champion in cycling, Fabian Cancellara. Fabian has won 4 time trial world championships, as well as those 2 Olympic gold medals. He's won 8 stages in the Tour de France during his career, and he has also had victories in the Paris-Roubaix race 3 times. He's also a triple-time winner in the Tour of Flanders, among his many, many accolades. An absolute legend of the world of cycling. The man known as Spartacus covers all of this on today's podcast. He also talks about how his life has changed since he retired from cycling in 2016 after that amazing success at the Rio Olympics. He gives us an insight into the typical day of a world champion cyclist, especially during the Tour de France. We also find out what his favourite race of his career is. And he tells us all about his latest project, Chasing Cancellara. It's an absolute honour to speak to one of the greatest cyclists in the world. So let's not waste any time. Let's begin the conversation with the cycling Olympic champion, Fabian Cancellara.
The Best in the World podcast with Richard Parr.
Fabian Cancellara, welcome to The Best in the World with Richard Parr, a 2-time Olympic champion, 4-time world champion, multiple stage winner of the Tour de France. Delighted to have you on the programme. Obviously, you've been retired now since that win in 2016 when you won that Olympic gold for the second time. How's your life been since then, and what are you up to at the moment, Fabian?
Yeah, I mean, I'm retired, but that doesn't mean I'm standing still at home and, just only enjoying life. I mean, on one side, I'm enjoying, but on the other hand, I'm pretty involved and pretty in learning processes regarding the new world of sports events. I mean, I'm involved in, I have my company, then that's the first step I did. And then there was this triathlon project, TriStar. We're building up or rebuilding up, and then I have my own project with Chasing Cancellara, where it's kind of meet the legend, putting people on the bike, get people motivated to do something, to move, because it's a health thing, and experiences for fans, supporters. I mean, and it's not just somebody's organizing it. I mean, I'm involved constantly in meetings and progressing everything. I mean, it's one thing, it's a motivation I have by myself, but on the other hand, it's a learning process of the details. And I think as an athlete, it was the same. I started as a professional. I had no idea what will be my direction. And the same is now that, slowly, step by step, I'm finding also the direction of, okay, this is me. No, this is not me. This I like, this I don't like, because only to do something that I did something, that's not what I want. I want to do more than just that.
Yeah, so that very often involves goal setting. So have you set goals for yourself with this?
Yeah, of course. I mean, on one side, I do not want to lose. I mean, losing of that I have success with the project, that's one thing. But on the other hand, I mean, I gave me time, and I don't know where and how big or how far everything can go. But on one thing, I'm sure, and this is what I believe, that what I'm doing is the right thing. And I mean, it's not like in when I was riding. I mean, I had gold, I had classics, I had the Olympics, I had different kind of goals, and I was working hard for it. And here it's different to say I want to only have nice numbers in the economy side of the company. I mean, I think this is not the same goals. I mean, for me, is the biggest goal for myself is to have a continuation of motivation and to will in the projects I'm involved in. There, when I do this and I can build up that, then the rest will be a success around it.
Mm, fantastic. And you said there you don't want to lose. When you were a cyclist and you did lose, how did you react? Were you a graceful loser?
I was always looking in the details and to see what was good and what was not good. Because if I gave everything, if I did everything right, if I did the preparation right, if I did all the details, I was doing everything right in the race, and someone or a few or a lot of other ones been better and faster, I had to accept it. And I said, hey, fine, that's how it is. But if it was a mistake, or if there was something wrong, or if the preparation wasn't right, and then I lost, then of course I was pointing myself and I say, hey, this is not good. This is not good enough. So I need to do it better. And I learned from failure. I learned from mistakes. But still, I mean, yeah, when I had all this in this kind of situations, then of course I'm not giving up. I just did it and tried to do as better as I could in all the next steps and racing that have been coming.
Mm. Was there one race in particular which you learned a lot from that really helped propel you to further victories?
Yeah, I think there was a few races. I mean, once, I think, is definitely the World Championship race in 2009 in Mendrisio, the road race, or even the crash in 2012 at Flanders, or even at the Olympic Games in London. I think these are a typical three-pointed-out races where I have seen that with being so super strong, you make a lot of mistakes, and so I had to not just to be when are you 100% in top shape and mentally you are super, super strong and almost flying. I mean, there you have always to take more and more. And that's why I think these are three races where I learned so much. And this has given me, or this has putting me down a lot. I mean, I suffered a lot. But on the other hand, with those suffers and with those experiences in a negative way, I turned in to be stronger, and I was working better and harder for the next thing that been coming up. And all about what after came, especially the year after from 2009, when I look on the 2010 with the double with Flanders and Roubaix, or even the 2013 with the double as well, where after the 12 year was not so easy. I think that's big examples about the turning points to be stronger.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
The Best in the World podcast with Richard Parr.
Obviously, you're someone who likes to learn and listen using podcasts such as The Best in the World with Richard Parr. But have you ever thought about listening to a whole book in an audio format? Well, you can do that with Audible, and you can do it on your iPhone, Android, MP3 player, and you can do it for free. Yes, Audible are giving you the chance to check out their service for 30 days for free, and that includes one free audiobook download. All you've got to do is go to audibletrial.com/best and you can download any type of book that you can think of. Of course, if like me, and you probably are because you're listening to this podcast, you're interested in sports, there are hundreds and thousands of sports books you can listen to. I've recently listened to Legacy by James Kerr. It's everything about the New Zealand rugby team. I've also been listening to the biography of the Spurs manager Maurizio Pochettino, written by Guillaume Balague, called Brave New World. All of that is available for you on Audible. Just go and check out their service by going to audibletrial.com/best and you can get one free audiobook download for 30 days. Go and check it out. All right, let's return to the conversation with the Olympic champion cyclist, Fabian Cancellara.
The Best in the World podcast with Richard Parr.
You mentioned the details and things you need to do. Let's talk a little bit about that, because you know what you guys put in for a Tour de France or any of the big races is just so incredible. So just give us an idea of what you would do leading up to a race, say in the Tour de France. What would be part of your typical morning routine?
Yeah, I think detail is all about. I think it's not just, oh, I'm riding the bike, I'm having fun, I'm enjoying a coffee break, and then, yeah, let's have a nice plate of pasta, and then, yeah, let's go to bed of the sun, having a night bath, and having fun in the evening. I mean, the details is just more than just riding the bike and what I was explaining now. I mean, In the morning you wake up and you have to take care of what you're going to eat, and I mean, I was always looking how much walking distance I'm going to have. I tried to walk as less as possible. I tried to eat as best as I could with all the most important ingredients to be ready for the day. And then, of course, you had to do some, I don't say warm up, but to build up your body. I mean, building up, that means some stretching, some small core exercises, just to get in. The bodies are moving, because sometimes in Tour de France, on big Tour de France race days, your body is kind of in a fatigue mood in the morning. I mean, you have heaps of days there are continuation coming, and so your body once in a while is quite tired in the morning. So just to make a few reflexes to your body that, hey, get awake. And then, of course, with all the massages, with all the food you need, with all the race preparation, the equipment. I mean, the equipment is another side where it's important that to look at it. Which gears you're going to use, which wheels you're going to want, and what's the stage about, and you talk with the riders, you build up mentally strength with your teammates, what's the goal of the day, or what's the goal generally. I mean, this is all about that, and also there you're building up, you motivate, you try to laugh, you try to have fun, but on the other hand, you need also to focus for the coming up day, and looking to those details, what the tactic going to be. And then, of course, in the race, you need to save as much as possible energy. You need to take care where you're going to ride, how you're going to ride, how much pedal stroke you're going to do, when you're going to eat, what you're going to eat. I mean, sounds pretty a lot, but when you're in this circle, that's just a routine of you know what to do, because it's all about saving energy from day to day. And then if the day comes, especially in the Grand Tours, you're going to hit it, and then you want to go deep, and you're going to go fast, and there you need all the energy what you could save, because a tour, it's from day to day, is hard, but if you can save once in a while the right energy at the right place at the right moment, I mean, this is also necessary importance, and then the day, I mean, somehow the day goes quick over, maybe after four and a half hours, depends, or 5 hours, the day is over, and then the most important thing, you take your recovery shake, and from there on, you try to recover as much as you could with massages, lying on the bed, having your osteo, eating right at the evening, having good time on the table, also mentally to recover, but and then try to get on early bed to get ready for the next day. I mean, this is simple routine you're putting in.
Mm. How much did that post-race routine change from when you started your career in the early 2000s to when you retired in 2016?
The biggest change is that really the details have changed. I mean, before you've been looking on details, but of course I wasn't so experienced on all that. And, I mean, you've been riding, you've been recovering, you've been training, and you've been continuing, but you've been not looking on so detail-wise as on the training schedules, because, I mean, I've been following the training schedules, but it wasn't so detailed because the digital has coming into big now also in the training data or uploading systems. I mean, I was training with the heart rate belt. So now you don't train anymore only with the heart rate belt. Today you train with power, heart rate, and cadence, and speed, and power, and I mean, so much more. And also, we never had the cook on the early years. I mean, the cook is now almost a normal case to have it on races, and also equipment, clothing, race clothing. Especially because aerodynamics, what are you going to wear on the bike? Also, their time trials, I mean, was more now details orientated, how your position was. I mean, it took me a while. I think it took me 6 years to get into a wind tunnel to do some wind tunnel testing.
Oh, wow.
So for many years, it wasn't really the details what was counting. But years by coming and more years I was doing it, so more of the details I have to look at, because as more success I had, as more the details I had to look to be better than the other, because my one goal was to be bad, to be the best, but on the other hand is also to try to find ways to be on the details better than others.
Well, it ultimately worked because you did become the best in the world. You've mentioned food a few times there, healthy food, you had a cook. What is healthy food to you? What would you typically eat on a race day?
Yeah, it's individually as well there, what you can, I mean, what for your body is the best. I mean, I think this is definitely also important, because somebody can have a nice muesli with milk, and someone says, better no, I need a lactose-free milk, or somebody says, I need to be with more rice, and mostly I was eating my muesli, I had some rice and some, yeah, that was mostly the main thing I had in the morning. And I mean, it sounds pretty, yeah, not so much special, but on the end, it's a routine. I was so much on routine orientated, where you had to have always your running work. I mean, it's a system. It's kind of a car. It needs the same fuel always. You cannot put one another fuel in, because then then the engine will blow up. And so also, I knew it. When I eat this, I can eat it 3.5 hours before the race without a problem. When I eat this, I can have that. So it's also there. Also, I mean, of course, you try to eat also what after the race. The right thing. I mean, this has also changed a lot. What you eat definitely on the dinner, what you eat definitely in the evening. That's all things also where a lot of details has changed the cook. I mean, you can eat quinoa, that also came in modern, but a few years ago quinoa was not even on the table. But then a lot of new fibers that are maybe better than just rice or just normal regular pasta. I mean, I wasn't so eating a lot by end of the year is the white pasta, because white pasta for my body wasn't so good. It was more building up liquids. And so we started to eat more potatoes or even some corn rice. I mean, this was helping to give more power and more energy than just the white one.
Mm. And I know we're running out of time, so I just want to get one more main question. And effectively, it goes back to what we started with. A two-time Olympic champion, four-time world champion, multiple stage winner Tour de France, victories, Tour of Flanders, Paris-Roubaix, so many great victories. Is there one which you enjoy the most that you look back on and are most proud of?
Yeah, it's quite hard because there are many of them. But definitely the Olympic Games, it's a standing out moment, a standing out day, because it's the day where once I won the second gold medal of my career, but on the other hand, I'm retired, or I decide this is, will be my last professional bike race. And so this is what also has changed. And I think this is it's an amazing, unbelievable, unforgettable day.
The second one.
Yeah, of course. And the Rio in 16. And I mean, there are heaps of odds, but this is definitely the standing out moment of my career.
Amazing. Well, Fabien, it's been really, really good to talk to you and learn from you and listen to everything which made you become the best in the world. Before we go, can you just let us know where we can continue to follow your journey so we can learn about your new company and continue to follow your amazing life, please?
I mean, of course, I have my webpage, fabiancancellara.com, but I think what mostly is important, I mean, it's to follow me up, Chasing Cancellara. I mean, we started from 3 events to go up to 9 destinations, and now soon I'm gonna have the first event in Yas Marina Circuit on the Formula One track in Abu Dhabi, and then we're coming back to Europe. I mean, it's like I was explaining, and get on the webpage and learning about the details and where you can meet or where you can race. I mean, it's a challenge on for the people and for myself, but I think it's a unique experience on close roads. We try to be differently. I want to be giving possibilities for the people to ride together and to do something. And of course, what also is really on is the TriStar Triathlon .com webpage as well. So this is all things. I mean, I'm participating once in a while on the triathlon, but it's more to get learning experiences. I mean, I'm involved in the operation. I'm involved in office hours and not only in the training hours to build up with swimming. Our platform is the Preet platform to go once to a bigger triathlon, but also there, the problem for most of the people is swimming. And the swimming is our weakest thing, so we put it on low kilometers, and so on low meters, because it's not to do 1.5 kilometers or even 3.5 kilometers of swimming. The distances are really easy and simple for someone that wants to try the first time a triathlon and then to build up. And so we have pre-platforms and healthy platforms to build up for your health and to build up for new and other experiences.
That sounds fantastic and really, really inspiring. So I wish you all the best with that, Fabien. Thank you so much for being on today's podcast, and thank you for being the best in the world.
No problem. Thank you as well. I appreciate it for your words.
The Best in the World podcast with Richard Parr.
Wonderful stuff there from Fabien. It's been a while since we've spoken to a cyclist, but we have spoken to them on The Best in the World with Richard Parr before. So if you are into your sports on two wheels, you might want to go back and listen to my conversation with Sonia Looney. She is the mountain biking world record holder for a 24-hour race. Incredible story she has. I also have spoken to the track cyclist Katie Archibald. She recently won another gold medal at the Commonwealth Games in the Gold Coast. She is a very eclectic individual, and we have lots of fun with Katie. I've also spoken to the Olympic champion track cyclist Callum Skinner. All of these episodes are on the back catalogue at sportacino.com, at acast.com/best, and of course on iTunes, Stitcher, and pretty much anywhere else that you can get your podcasts. And in fact, if you can't get this Best in the World with Richard Parr on your preferred podcasting application, please send me a message. And you can do that on Twitter at Richard_Parr, and I will make sure that the Best in the World will be on that platform shortly. Well, I hope you enjoyed that conversation with Fabian as much as I did. I'll be back next week with another world or Olympic champion, world record holder, or world number one to find out how they became the best in the world. Goodbye for now.
The Best in the World podcast with Richard Parr.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.